I'd like to say a blessing to you all this day. May we just lift our minds up in thought before we start the day, praying that it'll bring us light, love and wisdom, and to all in the world. Today I'd like to talk a little about the highest form of living. It always helps us to think on an elevated level. It takes us further in our life, in our progress. My humble opinion, the highest form of living is meditation combined with activity. Then we continue in our everyday life with the peace and wisdom that guides our every step along the way. This cannot be bought. It must be earned by earnestly desiring and then seeking. Then the higher self sends a guru, a teacher, a guide, or you meet them, introduced to you, to show you your path. The relationship between guru and yourself is eternal. Please remember this, because you have to believe utterly that what your guide tells you is true. To climb the mountain, the boulders, he can help you go round or over. And by saying it's eternal, the bond between you both, that is what it virtually means, not just this lifetime, but all lifetimes. It has been, is, and will ever after death, meaning the Guru still continues to help from behind the flimsy curtain of death. This happens to those who recognize their teacher, or if not, their teacher recognizes them, and who follows the advice of that guide of the moment. And if they do that, this spiritual law comes into being. The beloved Infinite Spirit, God, does not always appear before us or in us just because we have meditated long hours. If there is a flaw in our love or devotion, then God will wait until he knows for certain we desire his wisdom, not for gain but for love, must we go into meditation towards God's self-realization. Then and only then will the beloved show the light, the wisdom to you, show himself properly. God comes in the form of light and enlightenment, wisdom. Everything that is good, positive, peaceful, joyful. That is how we know that we're working towards God. We are all from God. We are all of God. God is within us. We have the Christ power within us. We belong to no person. In reality, father or mother. We are under no obligation except to ourself and the supreme power. We come from one, so when we think about it, we are all brothers and sisters, not just in our blood family, but in the country, and not just in the country, but the world. even though very distant ones. So surely then we should be able to love one another, or at least understand each other, because we are all bound together. Spiritually, we have that link within that binds us together to eventually realization and knowledge that we are at one. There is no lesser or greater, just ones with more wisdom. But we are all as one. In our ignorance, we cannot see it. God is cosmic consciousness. He is the breeze, the sunshine, the food we eat, the trees, flowers, the air that we breathe. He is. And to find this out, to not only say, but know that this is so, we should meditate. If we do so, we shall find out this for ourselves. For it's difficult to understand, and probably difficult to believe. It is worth finding this out, for then all shall be added to you. It was said that out of 1,000, one only seeks me. And out of 1,000 that seek me, one only knows me. This is because so many lack desire to know him properly, and so many are ignorant of these matters that we speak of here. The fruit is plentiful, but the pickers few. My blessings go out to you. Peace be with you.